In focus today, the Turkish model for Muslim nations. Modern Turkey's founding father, Kemal Atatürk, created a secular, pluralist democracy that continues to thrive today. VOA's Brent Hurd focuses on how Turkey's separation of state and religion might guide other Muslim nations.
A history lesson of modern Turkey would be incomplete without Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, whose name literally means the father of the Turks. When the Turkish Republic emerged from what remained of the Ottoman Empire shortly after the First World War, the legendary military leader pushed through what many analysts call the most radical secular program ever carried out in an Islamic society. Kemal Atatürk replaced religious laws with secular civil and criminal codes and abolished the caliphate, the spiritual head of the Islamic faith held by Ottoman sultans. He believed a complete separation of religion from political life was crucial for Turkey's future. Today, Turkey is one of a few multi-party secular democracies in the Muslim world. But can Turkey be a model for other Muslim countries? Many analysts say that Turkey's unique history makes that difficult. But Zeno Baran, at the Washington-based Nixon Center, a nonpartisan research institution, says Turkey can offer some guidance.
One of the important lessons from Turkey is really to separate religion from politics. Most countries with significant Muslim populations have not been able to take that step. And the way Turkey did that, it was a radical reform process.
But some in Turkey fear that Prime Minister Recep Erdogan's Islamist roots threaten Atatürk's secularist legacy. As a young man, he studied politics and Islam. When he was mayor of Istanbul, Mr. Erdogan banned alcohol from city cafes. But he has disavowed any hardline Islamic views and says religion has played no part in his politics. Most analysts agree, saying that Mr. Erdogan has pushed harder for liberal and democratic reform than any previous Turkish leader. Abdu El Kipsi, senior program officer for the Middle East and Northern Africa at the National Endowment for Democracy, says Turkish secularism is often viewed in the Middle East as anti-Islamic. But that is changing.
You see change coming into the region where they're accepting secularism when it's not forbidding somebody with a Muslim perspective to run for politics. There's an appreciation of the Turkish model when it comes with democracy.
But Mr. El Kipsi says there is a strong opposition to what many Arab nations say is Turkey's complete rejection of religion from public life. They point to the prohibition against women wearing headscarves in public buildings as an example of secularism gone too far. Some analysts say Turkey provides another lesson, the notion of a higher authority to safeguard secularism. Historically, Turkey's military has seen itself as the guardian of the constitution that guarantees secularism, a role supported by most people in Turkey. It has removed political parties from power that it saw as too religious. The most recent case was the ousting of an Islamist government led by Necmettin Erbakan in 1997. John Vole, a professor of Islamic history at Georgetown University, adds that Turkey's system also values tolerance and pluralism.
Turkey, since 1945, has basically been a multi-party competitive political system, and even the most authoritarian of the military have recognized the importance for Turkey's strength of pluralism and of diversity. The most important current lesson is that the Turks have been willing to say even an Islamically oriented party is not a danger if one recognizes the importance of maintaining political pluralism.
Sonar Çapçay, director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says if not the military, then other institutions could play this guardian role.
The idea that somebody there should be watching over the system to make sure that Islamist radicals and fundamentalists do not hijack the democratic system and use it to their advantage. This could be a king, this could be a monarch, this could be a Supreme Court, a constitutional court. Any institution that is willing to look over the system to maintain its secular democratic bases.
But critics frown on the notion of a single body having that much authority. The National Endowment for Democracy's Abdu El Kipsi says a vibrant civil society offers the best protection of a secular democracy.
More and more people are looking towards civil society as the vehicle, the facilitator, and maybe eventually the guarantor of democracy in the region. In Morocco, some people see the young king as a force that helps democracy. Egypt today is going through maybe the most vibrant agitation for democracy than any other country in the region. And you see the people that are leading this movement are people who worked in the human rights organizations, worked in women's empowerment organizations. This was not the case 5 or 10 years ago.
While Turkey's brand of secularism is unusual in Muslim countries and controversial for some, many analysts say it is laying part of the groundwork for democratic reform in the Muslim world. For Focus, this is Brent Hurd.
You're listening to Asia News Now from the Voice of America.